You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dimesh Patel takes a drive with his wife and two children up the California coast and intentionally veers the car off a 300-foot cliff. The two children end up with just minor injuries thanks to car seats. The two adults sustain much more severe injuries and helicoptered to a hospital.
Nancy, the crash occurred at a turn nicknamed the Devil's Slide due to the amount of accidents that occur there. But investigators believe Patel purposefully caused the crash. Reports initially claim the family's Tesla was in full self-driving mode when it left the roadway. But the California Highway Patrol has clarified that the driving mode did not contribute to the crash. Both Patel and his wife are now in stable condition in the hospital.
Patel still recovering from his injuries. California cops standing by to put the father behind bars for attempted murder. Corin Kramer believing the 78-year-old man waiting for a train is a, quote, robot trying to kill him, attacks and chews the man's face and ear. Witnesses call 911. Oregon cops find Kramer, 25, still on the victim. They pull him off. The victim rushed to the hospital for severe facial injuries.
The victim's ear was completely severed, Nancy, and his facial injuries were so severe, cops could see the man's skull. Kramer originally gave cops a false name, L. Baker, and told them he knew the victim was a robot because of the way he smelled. Kramer was eventually identified using his fingerprints.
Kramer, who admits to taking fentanyl before the attack, now booked on assault. Eduardo Moreno walks into the woman's restroom at a California Panera and sticks his head under the stall with a woman inside. She screams. Moreno leaves the bathroom but remains in the restaurant. The woman chases Moreno down to confront him. He shoves the woman to the ground before running.
Moreno, the CEO of a tech company in Silicon Valley, may not be a first-time offender, and Nancy, police encourage other possible victims to come forward. After leaving the restaurant, surveillance video shows Moreno removing his shirt and climbing a fence after leaving the restaurant. But several minutes later, Moreno goes back inside.
Moreno, 35, re-enters the restaurant. Bystanders tackle him to the ground and hold him till cops arrive. He's now booked on peeping. Wow, I think it should be more. Didn't he shove the woman to the ground? More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A healthcare executive who was convicted of manslaughter for fatally drugging her 8-year-old developmentally disabled son has died by suicide. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
62-year-old Gigi Jordan, who was convicted in 2014 of killing her son, Jude Mira, was found dead December 30th in her Brooklyn home. The city medical examiner's office has ruled that the death was a suicide by asphyxia. Jordan, a nurse who had made millions as a medical entrepreneur, was charged with murder after her son's death in a Manhattan hotel room in February 2010, but jurors found her guilty of the lesser charge of manslaughter and sentenced her to 18 years in prison.
Jordan's lawyers argued that she plunged a lethal dose of medication down Jude's throat because she believed that one of her ex-husbands wanted to kill her and that her other ex-husband would then abuse Jude sexually. Both men deny Jordan's claims. A St. Louis man has pleaded guilty to a federal bank robbery charge in connection with a 2021 holdup in East St. Louis in which a security guard was shot dead. 23-year-old Jalen D. Quinn entered the plea in federal court. Wearing masks, Quinn and 21-year-old Andrew Brinkley of St. Louis entered First Bank in East St. Louis August 27, 2021, and gave a teller a note saying they had a bomb. After receiving money, the two men were running toward the door when guard Ted Horn tried to intercept them. Quinn drew a semi-automatic handgun and shot Horn in the head. The pair fled in a car, and Horn was pronounced dead at the scene. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Portland, Maine, is challenging a state law that eliminated the statute of limitations for child sexual abuse, allowing a wave of new lawsuits. A motion in the first of the new civil lawsuits suggests the 2021 law is unconstitutional through retroactive changes that violate due process and vested rights. But Michael Bigos, attorney for plaintiffs, disagreed with claims that the law is unconstitutional and said the court should defer to the legislature on the matter. The motion will be argued before a Superior Court justice at the end of the month.
Florida cops respond to a silent 911 call where the caller said nothing to the operator, and they find Martin Gonzalez Garcia and Achilles Roldan Osacio inside a home that neither one has any ties to. Roldan Osacio, glad to see the officers, and asked for help moving their belongings out of the home they broke into and stayed in for several days and a ride to the airport. The couple gets their ride, but not to the airport, straight to the jail. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.